Today is Monday, July 19th. We'll tell you about the latest hurdles in the immigration debate, from a surge in new border crossings to a controversial court ruling about Dreamers. Also, terrifying moments at a music festival, water park, and baseball game over the weekend. We'll explain. Plus, the first COVID-19 cases at the Tokyo Olympics, why a report says it's almost impossible for hourly workers to live without roommates, and how a new test could be a game changer for beating cancer. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in about 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Lacey Evans, filling in for Erica Mandy during her maternity leave. You ready? Let's do this. The future is murky once again for hundreds of thousands of young immigrants known as Dreamers. A federal judge ruled the DACA program isn't legal. Remember, DACA stands for Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. Former President Obama put it in place back in 2012. It protects nearly 700,000 undocumented immigrants who came to the U.S. as children, letting them live and work in the U.S. legally. For now, the Dreamers who are already benefiting from the program will get to stay. But the judge blocked the Biden administration from accepting new applicants. That judge was siding with Texas and eight other conservative states that sued to put an end to DACA. They argued former President Obama didn't have the power to start the program when he did, and that he should have instead gone through Congress. Well, now President Biden and his Justice Department are planning to appeal the decision, and Biden called on Congress to act to protect DACA in the future. However, when it comes to immigration, that's far from the only challenge the U.S. is facing right now. Officials released new data showing that in June, authorities arrested or turned away almost 190,000 migrants at the U.S.-Mexico border. That's the highest monthly total in at least a decade. Most migrant adults are still being turned away because of a COVID-era public health rule. But it doesn't apply to children, and thousands of kids are in government shelters right now. Republicans blame the Biden administration for the surge, since the president has ended border wall construction and other policies, like the one that kept migrants waiting in Mexico for their court hearings. However, the White House is blaming things like poverty, violence, and climate change in Central America for making people want to leave their homes in the first place. Unfortunately, many people who splurged on weekend outings found themselves in dangerous situations around the country. One of those incidents happened at a music festival in Michigan, where country stars like Jason Aldean and Luke Combs were performing. Three men in their early 20s died, and two others were critically hurt from what's believed to be a carbon monoxide leak from a generator near their travel trailer. So they're reminding people to keep fumes away from camping areas. Separately, dozens of people, including young children, got sick at a water park just north of Houston, Texas. 26 of them had to go to the hospital with breathing problems or skin issues. Authorities say they were exposed to bleach and sulfuric acid at a kiddie pool. Those chemicals are used to keep pools clean, usually without any issue, but it seems something went wrong this time, and now officials are investigating. Another event that turned traumatic for people was a Washington Nationals baseball game. During the sixth inning of the game against the San Diego Padres, a shooting happened outside. Fans could hear the gunshots from inside the stadium, and at the time, they didn't know where they were coming from. So thousands of people scrambled for safety. Players cleared the field, and some of them let fans into their dugout to hide. Other fans hid under their seats, and huge crowds ran out of the stadium. But they eventually found out there was not an active shooter in the ballpark. Authorities say it seemed to be a shootout between people in two vehicles outside. At least three people were hurt, and two of them are being questioned by police from the hospital. Hot, windy, and extremely dry weather has helped fuel dozens of wildfires out west. And firefighters aren't getting much relief today, either. The largest fire in Oregon, burning just north of the California border, has now burned through almost 480 square miles. It's burning in a mostly rural area of lakes and wildlife refuges, but about 2,000 people have had to evacuate, and at least 67 homes have already been destroyed. Meanwhile, in California, another wildfire is growing just south of Lake Tahoe. It was sparked by lightning on the 4th of July and has been growing ever since. It's now charred nearly 30 square miles of dry brush and timber, and people in several communities have had to clear the area just in case. Now, fire crews from more than a dozen states as far away as New York and Florida are going to Oregon and California to help thousands of local firefighters tackle these fires. The COVID-19 pandemic is still far from over, with new infections now on the rise in all 50 states. Overall, 70% more Americans tested positive for COVID-19 last week than they did the week before. Deaths are also up 26% in the U.S. Unvaccinated people account for almost all of them. Worldwide, Indonesia has become the new epicenter of the pandemic. The Asian country recently surpassed India and Brazil as the nation with the highest count of new infections. Hospitals and deaths are surging there, too. Officials are blaming the highly contagious Delta variant and a lagging vaccination rate. Nearby countries of Vietnam, Malaysia, Myanmar, and Thailand are also facing their largest outbreaks yet. And some have imposed new restrictions, like lockdowns and stay-at-home orders. However, over in Europe, England is doing just the opposite. Prime Minister Boris Johnson is calling today Freedom Day. Almost all the restrictions are being lifted. It's going to be the first time since March of last year that nightclubs will be able to open there. And there will also no longer be limits on people going to concerts, theaters, weddings, or sporting events. The British government is still recommending, but not requiring, people wear masks and get vaccinated. Much more news in a moment, but first, your main host, Erica Mandy, is here to talk about why she's a fan of our sponsor, Rothy's.
You all know by now that I love Rothy's shoes. Part of the reason? Rothy's believes style is about more than just fashion. Everything they make is exceptionally comfortable, totally sustainable, and fully machine washable. Yes, machine washable. Before Rothy's, I would rarely wear some of my favorite shoes. I was too stressed that they would get dirty and ruined, so I would just save them for only the best occasions, and it was basically a waste of money. Well, not anymore. Now I can actually wear and enjoy my shoes thanks to Rothy's. Rothy's has slip-on sneakers, classic flats, sandals in an array of colors, as well as chic handbags and spacious totes. And now Rothy's newly launched men's shoes are also durable, washable, and better for the environment. And to help you welcome summer in style, Rothy's is doing something special. That's right, they gave us the chance to share this super rare opportunity with our listeners for a limited time. Through August 1st, 2021, you can get $20 off your first purchase of $100 or more at rothys.com/newsworthy. That's R-O-T-H-Y-S, rothys.com/newsworthy. Trust us, you don't want to miss it. Head to rothys.com/newsworthy to find your new favorites today.
Engineers at MIT say they've developed a new test that could detect cancer much earlier than the tests on the market now. There are two parts to it. First, a simple urine test looks for cancerous cells. The second step pinpoints where the cancer is in the body. Researchers say it can find the original tumor and highlight any areas where the cancer might have spread. Researchers have been testing their new method on mice that have colon cancer. But so far, it hasn't yet been tried on humans. The lead author of the study says she envisions this test one day being part of an annual checkup with your primary care doctor. The American Cancer Society says nearly 2 million people are diagnosed with cancer each year in the United States, and generally, patients are more likely to beat the cancer and live longer if doctors catch it early. It turns out, cruise lines hoping to make a comeback will have to follow strict COVID-19 rules after all. A federal appeals court decided Florida cruise lines do need to follow government safety restrictions before they can sail with passengers again. This reverses a decision issued just last month. That's when a different judge said the CDC's regulations were too tough on companies and should be considered recommendations instead of strict rules. Remember, the CDC's order says cruise companies need to have testing sites on each ship, cruises have to last no longer than 7 days, and companies need to conduct test voyages before opening back up to customers. The CDC's idea is to help prevent future COVID-19 outbreaks. But Florida's governor has been battling the rules in court, saying they hurt his state's economy because tens of thousands of people rely on the cruise companies for jobs. Either way, some cruise lines have been following the federal government's rules and are setting sail again. Royal Caribbean and Disney Cruise Lines have both done test cruises. The first COVID-19 cases have popped up at the Olympic Village in Tokyo before the games have even begun. Two soccer players from South Africa tested positive over the weekend, along with a staff member from their team. All three were moved into an isolation facility for the time being. It comes less than a week after the Olympic Committee president said there was zero risk of the virus spreading in the Olympic Village and beyond it. The Olympic Village is where 11,000 Olympic athletes and thousands more staff members are living during the competition. Olympic organizers have strict rules in place to keep the virus in check at the games, including daily testing, mask mandates, and limits on where the athletes are allowed to go. fans are also banned from the competitions. But critics still worry the Olympics will still serve as a super spreader event. By the way, American tennis star Coco Gauff was forced to back out of the Olympic Games because she tested positive for COVID. On Twitter, Gauff said she was disappointed, but that she hopes to represent the United States at a future Olympics. It's not clear if she had already arrived in Tokyo or was still back in the U.S. when she got diagnosed. The Olympic Games start on Friday. An American made history at the British Open. Colin Morikawa shot a 15 under par and won the golf tournament by 2 strokes. This was his first time competing at the British Open, so he's now going in the record books as the first man to win 2 major tournaments on his first try. Morikawa won the PGA Championship last year during his debut there. And he's only 24 years old. Morikawa and Tiger Woods are the only golfers to win both the British Open and the PGA before their 25th birthdays. That's it for your main news today, but now it's time for Money Monday, where we talk about one interesting money-related news story. But first, here's Erica again with a quick word about our sponsor, BetterHelp.
If you have that nagging feeling that something is off or that something is stopping you from being your happiest self, please know you're not alone, and it doesn't have to be that way. Whether it's the pandemic, work stress, family conflict, trauma, or anything else that's interfering with your life, BetterHelp can assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. They have counselors who are specialized in a wide variety of areas, and everything you tell them stays completely confidential. You always connect in a safe and private online environment, and it's convenient and easy. You can send a message to your counselor anytime from the comfort of your own home. Plus, schedule weekly video or phone sessions if you want. It's also more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available. I want you to start living a happier life today. And as a Newsworthy listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting betterhelp.com/newsworthy. Join more than 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health. Again, that's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, betterhelp.com/newsworthy.
Now back to Money Monday. It turns out a person working full-time at a minimum wage job cannot afford rent anywhere in the United States. That's according to a report from the National Low Income Housing Coalition. The report looked at average prices for 2-bedroom rentals around the country compared with average hourly wages. They found workers would need to earn nearly $25 an hour to afford a modest 2-bedroom rental and more than $20 an hour for a 1-bedroom. However, the federal minimum wage is still $7.25. And even though a lot of companies pay more than that, the average hourly worker makes less than $19 per hour. So, to afford a 2-bedroom home, they would need to work 97 hours a week. The report considers a home affordable if the renter is paying no more than 30% of their income on the rent itself. There is some hope, though. Businesses are hurting for new hires, especially in industries like food and hospitality that had to let people go when the pandemic started. So, employers are raising wages and offering signing bonuses to entice new employees. And that could help put a home more within reach. All right, thank you for listening today. We'll be back with much more news tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.